It's Thursday, November 16, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Microsoft Ignite leans into AI with a laundry list of announcements, and ConnectWise IT Nation Connect insights and what you might have missed. This is the Business of Tech.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get. We're going to be event heavy today. First, let's talk about Microsoft and its litany of announcements at Ignite 2023. Microsoft showcased its focus on generative AI. Highlights include partnerships with Google and OneHouse for the One Table project, which focuses on data lakes, the introduction of mirroring for database replication, the development of in-house Maya and Cobalt chips for enterprise IT and AI, the launch of NVIDIA's AI Foundry service on Azure, upgrades to Purview for AI data security, and the introduction of new cybersecurity solutions based on generative AI. Microsoft is committed to unifying threat intelligence and enhancing sales and service operations through AI-driven Copilot features. In fact, Microsoft is rebranding its AI-powered Bing Chat as Copilot, providing a consistent product identity. Based on OpenAI's GPT-4 and DALL-E 3 models, Copilot will have personalization options and new features in Microsoft 365, including applications like Teams, Outlook, Word, and PowerPoint. The rebranded Copilot will be generally available starting December 1st and free for specific Microsoft 365 licenses. Copilot assistants are integrated across Microsoft 365 apps, Azure services, and developer tools. Some Copilots have reached the general availability stage, such as Copilot for Microsoft 365 and Copilot in Power Apps. Microsoft is also renaming some search assistants to Copilot and plans to release Copilot as a standalone product. New Copilots include Copilot for Azure, Copilot for Service and Sales in Dynamics 365, and Copilot in Microsoft Fabric and Loop. Microsoft is expanding its Copilot AI capabilities for Dynamics 365 by introducing that Copilot for Service and Copilot for Sales. These new products aim to provide relevant guidance and harness the benefits of generative AI for contact centers, customer service teams, and sales teams. Microsoft is enhancing its Dynamics 365 field service with more AI capabilities and introducing natural language capabilities in Dynamics 365 Sales and Dynamics 365 Customer Insights. Microsoft announced the public preview of Azure AI Studio at Ignite 2023. AI Azure Studio is an end-to-end platform that enables developers to build, explore, test, and deploy AI applications at scale. It offers a range of tools for data analysis, predictive modeling, natural language processing, computer vision, recommendation engines, and custom model building. Azure AI Studio also includes automation tools, monitoring and reporting tools, and supports the creation of custom copilots, call center AI helpers, custom applications, multimodal experiences, and speech analytics. Copilot Studio also allows customization of Copilot for Microsoft 365 and integration with other data sources. Microsoft is combining its Sentinel Security Analytics and Microsoft Defender XDR platforms into a unified security operations platform, incorporating the Security Copilot chatbot for easy administration. The chatbot has expanded conversational AI abilities and can assist with various endpoint services, malware analysis, incident response, and guided investigations. And Microsoft plans to integrate Microsoft To Do, Microsoft Planner, and Microsoft Project into a unified experience called Microsoft Planner. This integration will be available in Microsoft Teams in the spring of 2024 and later in the web version. The goal is to provide a single task and project management platform with AI-powered features to help users plan and suggest tasks more efficiently. Why do we care? Microsoft's emphasis on generative AI is evident. They're leveraging it everywhere, from data lakes to database solutions, and now their own in-house chips. Copilot is a single brand designed to help awareness and thus adoption. And throw on top of it a developer studio specifically for AI. Their announcements reflect a comprehensive strategy to infuse generative AI across its product range to enhance user experience, productivity, and security. This feels like their cloud push, which should highlight the importance. This is Big Bet territory. I also have some items from ConnectWise's IT Nation Connect last week. I want to highlight Rich Freeman's coverage in Channelholic, which focuses on ConnectWise's Azio platform, which offers a consolidated data layer and plug-and-play services and is evolving into a platform as a service for vendors and startups to build on. With the addition of AI and robotic process automation components, ConnectWise is betting on a hyper-automation strategy. The company aims to provide an innovation platform for MSP solutions in the cloud, allowing vendors to integrate and build products without making significant investments. ConnectWise's open ecosystem approach contrasts with Kaseya's end-to-end play. And I had an insight into what would be announced, so thank you, ConnectWise, and I do honor embargoes for you vendor listeners. So I was well prepared for interviews before the show started. You'll get several of those next week. I noted going in that the company was only announcing products that were being launched at the show, and in particular was rolling out ConnectWise Sidekick. This fully formed AI chatbot interfaces across their products. I was expecting a substantial response to this. It was met with muted applause. And this was after ConnectWise supplied drinks on the way in. ConnectWise's team was surprised. Here's CEO Jason McGee.
It's hard to get, you know, this audience to cheer. I hate to say it, right? What made me feel a little better is even when the musician came out right after the keynote, wasn't much standing ovation there either, right? So I don't have a great answer for you, Ray.
There was also online pushback around investment in their other products. So I asked about that. Again, Jason McGee.
Yeah, so I would say, look, we're balancing, I wouldn't call it the legacy, but the platforms, right? ConnectWise platforms with some of the new Azio stuff. It is a balance, right? We're still kind of tweaking, modifying that balance. But I would say the day two keynote with the GMs, I think we highlighted a lot of what investments we've made, partner feedback that we've received over time, and we actually delivered, right? So updated project management, updated procurement, CPQ updates and other things. So
now, why do we care? For 2.5 days, business was conducted. The show was lively, and from my sources, real deals were done on site. M&A was discussed, deals inched closer to completion, vendors signed partners, and product discussions were had. ConnectWise ran an excellent event. And perhaps the days of flashy, overhyped events are behind us. Apple, king of the splashy announcements, only releases products in choreographed marketing videos now. I think the muted response speaks more to the maturity and cynicism of the MSP community rather than a statement on ConnectWise. This was a grown-up event, in much the way I would describe the Consumer Electronics Show. You go to that to get work done, not necessarily to be blown away. ConnectWise deserves credit for the mature event they delivered, including having substantial products entering the market there. Their big bet on a platform may pay off, and Rich is right to spend time on it. So far, they aren't being rewarded with online buzz. Perhaps most important is those that engage with them did real business. One other observation. Evergreen, that investment platform buying up MSPs, acted like a vendor, sponsored the show, and looked to gain attention by hiring Montel Jordan for a one-song performance. That's how serious private equity is about being competitive to buy providers, spending serious cash just for attention. That's something to note.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming,
and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's National Rural Health Day and also National Fast Food Day. Someone didn't check the schedule for conflicts when they put those two on the same day. You want to take my class in January? Navigating Emerging Technologies for MSPs, and the link is in the show notes. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.